Vitayu, welcome to this feature presentation from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos, which airs weekly on AM and FM radio in Vancouver and Nanaimo, British Columbia, and of course, online. You can find program information, broadcast times, and links to the live streams and podcasts at our website, www.nashholos.com. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation, which was recently broadcast on the show. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Babin Yar is a ravine on the outskirts of Kyiv that has become a symbol of the Holocaust. There are more than 100,000 perished during the Nazi occupation, including 40,000 Jews. Babin Yar was first mentioned in the historical accounts in 1401 in connection with its sale by a baba, which means an old woman, to the Dominican monastery. Over the course of several centuries, the site was used for various purposes, including military camps and at least two cemeteries, among them an Orthodox Christian cemetery and a Jewish cemetery. The latter was officially closed in 1937. On September 19, 1941, the Nazis occupied Kyiv. 10 days later, on Yom Kippur, they began the mass murder of Jews at Babi Yar. The city's Jews obeyed a Nazi order to assemble there, expecting to be deported, as Nazi propaganda intended. According to German records, in just 2 days, nearly 34,000 Jews were killed. The killing continued for months. The majestic ravine quickly became a mass burial site of Jews, Gypsies, Ukrainians, Russians, Hungarians, and others. Civilian hostages, prisoners of war, patriots, and partisans, including Ukrainian nationalists. The Nazis spared no one, not children, the elderly, nor pregnant women. Patients of the Pavlov Psychiatric Hospital were gassed and then dumped into the ravine. Near Babin Yar, the Nazis built a concentration camp called Sirets, where they kept their captives and forced them to work before killing them. Those who managed to survive Sirets told of the inhumane conditions they lived in. Every evening, the prisoners had to line up on the square, and each fifth or each tenth was shut. If someone managed to escape, each third was shut. The camp hospital was full of ill, weak, bleeding, and exhausted people. When it became too crowded, the Nazis removed patients, shut them, and dumped them in the ravine. On February 18, 1943, three Dynamo Kyiv football players who took part in the match of death with the German Luftwaffe team were also murdered there. By August 1943, the Red Army was advancing. In an attempt to hide their crimes, the Nazis began a campaign to exhume and destroy the bodies from the mass graves of Babin Yar. The Nazis forced 327 prisoners to do the horrible job, 100 of whom were Jews from the Sirets camp. The prisoners had to dig into mass graves. After being buried for 2 years, many bodies had twisted together. The prisoners had to hack them apart with axes or dynamite them. Then they had to cremate the corpses, some 2,000 at a time. Afterwards, they had to gather any remaining bones from the ashes and crush them, using Jewish tombstones. For 6 weeks, the prisoners carried out this gruesome task. The Nazis drank vodka to drown out the smell and the scenes, but the prisoners were not even allowed to wash their hands. Although exhausted, starving, and filthy, the prisoners still held on to life. On September 29, 1943, under cover of darkness, 25 of them escaped. 15 survived to tell what they had seen. After the war, the Soviet public learned of the murders through newspaper accounts, official reports, and underground publications. In 1947, preparations were made for a memorial at Babyn Yar to the Jewish victims of Nazi genocide. But in 1948, a Soviet anti-Semitic campaign attempted to eliminate all references to Babyn Yar and remove it from Jewish consciousness. In 1976, the Soviets erected a monument in honor of Soviet victims, but did not recognize the fate of Jews and others. Only after the collapse of the Soviet Union did the new Ukrainian government acknowledge the specific Jewish nature of the site and allow proper memorials there. In 2006, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko hosted a major international commemoration of the 65th anniversary of Babyn Yar. Today, Babyn Yar is a public park within Kyiv city limits. It can be reached by traveling to Dorohozhichi metro station. This is Volodymyr Volkov at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Thanks, Volodya. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. I hope you enjoyed this week's feature interview from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In addition to interviews such as the one you just heard, Nash Holos is host to many other outstanding features produced by people who love to share their love of Ukrainian culture with non-Ukrainian speakers. From Ukrainian recipes and cooking tips to reviews of English language books on Ukrainian themes, views on Ukrainian politics and current affairs, culture, folklore, and of course great Ukrainian music, traditional and contemporary, by artists from Ukraine, Canada, and around the world. So join me, Pavlina, and my fascinating guests on the weekly radio broadcasts in Vancouver and Nanaimo. You can listen to the live broadcasts on air or online, or download the podcast and listen later in your own good time. You'll find program information, broadcast details, and podcast links at www.nashholos.com. So until next time, do побачення.